That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Not disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro. Okay, I respect you too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
Today I become number one.
More questions.
Or every trant, like those Club Space, all of a sudden they just put a siren on for noise. Hey!
That's how you know the song means business.
Enough!
That's how you know the song means business.
They're like, these drugged out guys are losing some energy. Let's make it sound like the cops are here.
And people are like,
That was good.
Well, now I'm already awake, so yeah. Might as well give me some. Anybody got Vicks? good times.
Are we recording?
We are recording.
Oh, okay.
This is a recording. The record button has been pressed. Anyways.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WooBro.
Welcome to What's Up, Bro. This is the last episode of the year.
That's right.
We've been doing this for a year, Michael.
2012 down the drain.
I know. And I know somebody's going to be looking at me like, well, how come it's not 52 episodes? How come it's not on episode 52 right now?
It's actually the 50th.
Actually the 50th WooBro episode, but there have been special editions as Green Rooms.
The Green Room, that's right.
The Green Room, the birthday one with me and my wife.
That's
my wife
right, the bonus episode
so
with the
there's
wife.
There's been other episodes.
Technically, we're at 52.
I think it should be even at almost 53, I believe.
I can't remember.
Because I know there was two Green Room episodes. And I don't know if
I don't know if we numbered those.
I know we did a number one. The one you did with the open micers, I know you didn't that. And I don't know if we numbered the one where we were in the Green Room together.
Either way, get out of our asses about
who
it.
Who gives a shit?
It was just free entertainment.
Giving ourselves shit about people giving us shit. Like, no. Trust me, they're going to say
They're going to say... Well, that's what the internet is.
The internet is the hot box of like, no, I'm right. No.
The internet is basically like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because no matter what, someone's going to complain about something. They're like, I believe you guys haven't been doing enough of this.
Excuse me. Bless you, Michael.
Thank you. Sorry.
So, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
To those of you who celebrated Christmas. Michael, Happy Nothing Day.
I celebrate secular Christmas.
No, you don't. You celebrate...
I celebrate Xmas because I took the Christ out of it a long time ago.
You celebrate your parents giving you presents. You celebrate National Gift Trading Day.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Because you get gifts for people, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm super broke. Actually, I gave everybody lottery tickets this year.
Oh.
I was so broke.
How shitty would you feel if one of them actually won, though?
I would feel fantastic because then I can be like, it would justify the gift. Because everyone's like, I was like, oh, yeah, it's nice, whatever. But then actually, I was working on Christmas Day, so I didn't really get to see them open the stuff.
Pretty party, table of one.
Yeah.
Pretty party, table of one.
But
Michael, your table is not ready.
My table is not ready. My pity party table. But I'll tell you what, they even my brother was like, for that moment when you're scratching off, you're like, oh, well, that was nice. Oh. And then people forget.
They weren't even mega ball lottery. They were like scratch off tickets.
Well, yeah. I mean, what am I going to hand them? A bunch of numbers?
Yeah.
I want no.
And you wait for it.
And you
wait for the drawing and you wait till Wednesday or whenever the drawing comes.
This present in 2 days could be worth.
In 2 days.
Well, they ran out of the holiday ones. Like, I guess other people do this. I must not be the only one doing this. They ran out of the holiday ones, so I bought them all Monopoly. There's like a Monopoly game. You win $5 million or some shit like that.
Right.
But I won $2 on one of the... Because I bought a bunch of them, and then I gave them to everybody, and then I had a couple left over because I didn't count right. And I won $2.
Oddly enough, I didn't get anything, but that's fine.
I only gave to family.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I had one ticket left over.
And that one could have been mine, and I could have won $2. And then I would have bought two more tickets for each of us.
I have. I do have something for you.
I don't give a shit.
It's not here. Fuck.
Joking around. I gave you Spider-Man.
Yeah, you did. You did give me Spider-Man. I was going to fuck.
Which, did you forget it again?
No, it's I have it. It's in my car still.
No, still wrapped and not.
But I did win $2, and I'm debating, should I get it like all in one lump sum, or should I do it over the 20 years?
I think you should spread it out, you know.
Get it in my $2 annuity? I think
you're making a large sum, because God forbid, what if you die?
What if I died? I didn't get a chance to enjoy it.
You know, your kids won't be able to get it. It's not going to go in your family. They can't.
But after taxes, it's going to be like
I love the fact that that conversation has been had by every group of friends.
What if you should win?
What would you do? It's like, let's start with I don't play.
Yeah.
Let's start with that. And everybody's like, no, take the large sum. And people are like, no, you spit it out and blah, blah. And then
there was one time at one of my jobs that they did group lotto. You know, mafia. Yeah. There's like one old Cuban lady that's like the mafia don. They've
done it in every job.
And she's like in charge of it. And then someone won. But what ended up happening, like she won money and didn't tell anybody. But she's like, no, that's one of the tickets I bought separately. Not part of
the jobs I've had.
What?
The jobs I've
had. That shit was ruthless. Like, people were like, fuck this. And blah, blah. She only won like $100-something. It was like four numbers.
The day jobs that I've had that people do that, there's like a mandatory, like, hey, you have to bring in the numbers the day before. You have to Xerox it. And you have to hand it out fucking copies to everybody.
Yeah.
So these are the tickets that everybody fucking bought.
There's no alliances.
And there's a list of, you know, Neri chose these numbers or you know, Mike did quick picks or whatever.
Right.
But then that list is compared to the list of the numbers that they actually bought. And
God forbid, seriously, if God forbid it hits big, that's when murders happen.
Yeah.
That's when they did. I remember E! True Hollywood Stories, The Curse of the Lottery or whatever. Like, everybody who wins the lotto.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a couple happy stories.
But you know why? It's always people that win the lottery that are like, that don't have. There's a difference between being broke, which is what we are, and then being poor.
Poor. Yeah, there's a big difference.
And the people who win are like fucking degenerate, like, hey, I used to have a meth habit.
Yeah.
Before I won the lottery.
Yeah.
Now I won the lottery.
I quit meth. I cleaned up. It's like, well, because I ran out of money. But.
Yeah, I cleaned up.
I don't need meth anymore.
What were you doing when you won the lottery? It's funny because I was hitting the meth pipe.
Yeah.
And then the numbers were announced.
I was mainlining heroin and I was using the needle to pick my numbers. And I was like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
The numbers came to me in a heroin fueled dream.
Yeah, it was weird. It was amazing. A white rabbit and he was late for something.
He was late.
But I won.
I saw a number.
And then that's how I'm here to tell you that money's evil.
Yeah.
And there's a curse on the lottery winners. Like, no.
No, you're a fucking drug addict.
You're a drug addict.
I would love to see it.
For brains.
I would love to see proof of it the other way around, where all of a sudden, like, you see some meth head gets a bunch of money. He's like, rather than going on like a meth festival, he's like, all of a sudden, like, cleaned up his act. He's like, oh no, I started my own internet company and, I help other people get off meds.
I turned those $17 million into $170 million.
Yeah. I would love to see that, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah. And then I've seen some stories of like people whose family drove them so crazy that they get turned paranoid and put like 10,000 cameras around their house to maintain the mansion that they bought.
What would you do? Well, let's have that conversation.
But honestly, if
someone just handed... I would do the
boring fucking thing. I really would. I would do the boring thing. I'll pay for my parents' house.
Right.
I would, you know, so they can move back to this country. I'll pay for my house. Probably move out to LA at that point because I have the money.
Right.
So I move out to LA. I really would buy a 4-bedroom house, not a fucking mansion. Yeah. 4-bedroom house. Get my wife a nice car. Get myself a nice car.
Then make it comfortable.
And keep a family car. Like, I'm not getting a Lamborghini. I'm not getting a fucking, like, all my friends who are 30 plus years old. We're all saying this. They were all like, I'm going to get this. And they will show a picture, like in the email thread, they will show a picture of a like $300,000 car. I'm like, no, I'm getting a fucking Lexus.
I'm going to
get a nice car that's nice and reasonable. And then everybody's like, bullshit. Like, everybody thinks I'm lying. And who knows? They may be right.
Yeah, like the second you get money, you're like, where's that Lamborghini dealership? I want a McLaren. I want a Maybach for no reason.
Yeah, I just want a fastest car. I'm like, I'm not that dude, though. Like, I'm not.
I want to start my own Formula One team.
I would waste so much money on video games and movies. It would, my entertainment system in my house would be, I may opt for the 5-bedroom house only
to have
to convert a movie theater to make one room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what, is it. That is right? Definitely going to my dream.
So
house.
it would be a master bedroom, and I would need the his and hers bathroom because my wife would force me to. Like, she's telling me that now. With the money I make now, she's like, hey, we should get a his and hers bathroom. I'm like, are you fucking insane?
What? Do you understand what's going on here?
Are you on heroin?
Yeah.
Are you mainlining?
I saw it in a dream.
Yeah.
Larry, come quick.
So I would have to do the his and hers bathroom. My daughter will have a bedroom. I would have an office. And we would have another separate bedroom for the kid to come.
Yeah.
And then after that, a movie theater. And that's it, Jack. Like, I'm not doing this crazy shit where everybody's like, I will buy a rocket.
Yeah.
And I will go into space and I would be the first Hispanic into space with throwing money, making it rain on the earth. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna
making it rain on the
just
earth.
Just making it rain on
just
the earth.
Dropping.
Just dropping bills.
Like, it's just like hovering, it's just like shooting across the sky and there's like fucking buckets of money buckets coming of out money, of it.
And then it's like, I make it rain, bitches. And
but only over America.
You'll that's because nobody else knows what the fuck making it rain. So you make it rain over the country in your hot air balloon or your rocket or the fuck. I'm not doing that shit. Not. On the other end, wouldn't it be pretty fucking cool if you're just walking around and you just see fucking hundreds just floating, like falling from the sky, and you're like, oh my god,
is it? It's like,
oh my god,
what's happening?
Oh my god,
I feel like a whore.
Yeah,
I feel like a stripper.
You're like, why am I taking out my pants? Yeah.
So, I mean, I know it's pretty basic. But what's the big thing would be the move. That would be the move.
And I'd buy cars again. When I mean cars, I mean I'd buy a BMW or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I wouldn't even buy a BMW. Honestly, my dream car would be something like I would buy like a Camaro for me. Like, you know what I mean? We'll buy a family car. I'll buy a Camaro or a fucking Ford Mustang.
You can do better than a Camaro.
Or a Ford Mustang.
Mustang. That's bad.
All right. If my brother-in-law heard you say that.
He's a Chevy guy?
Yeah, that guy's Chevy all the way. He gives respect to the Mustang.
Uh-huh.
But whenever you bring up the Dodge Charger, like, I'll be like, oh, what if I get on my Dodge? He's like, well, I'm going to have my Camaro soon. I'm like, what if I get on my Dodge Charger? And he's like, well, once you get in your fat cow.
Not the Charger. The Challenger is the one.
Whatever the one. I'm not a car guy. I don't give a shit.
I wanted to do
a Mustang. What if I get a Mustang? He's like, it's a good car. It's a good automobile. Like, he's like,
he has to give it respect,
but he's never like, oh, this is awesome. He's like, once you get a Camaro. Fucking dude. Once you go to vet or whatever the fuck.
But
I wouldn't get a vet. I really wouldn't. I'd probably get a Mustang. And just to get crazy, we get like a 67 Shelby or something like that.
Like one of those crazy.
Yeah, but it's like a $70,000 car. It's not like a $200,000 car.
I didn't realize how much of a car guy you were not. Because I was like, hey, we should do our Mount Rushmore of classic cars. Because I totally have one. But then you're like, man, I don't know. I don't have.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a. Ugh, ugh.
No.
I'm not, so I'll get like a nice car, a nice sports car for me again. Something simple, not fucking, you know, nothing that has jet fuel in it.
Yeah. I want the Batmobile.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, the one from the movie? No, I want someone to build me a real fucking Batmobile.
If I was like a billionaire.
If you were Bruce Wayne.
If I was a billionaire, I would be that billionaire nerd from Benchwarmers. John Lovitz.
I never saw that movie.
Dude, first of all, fucking great movie.
Really? Underrated?
Yeah, really. Not underrated. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about it.
Well, I've never seen
it. Nobody went to see it.
Yeah.
But it's like Grandma's Boy. Did you see Grandma's Boy?
I saw that one, yeah.
That was fucking
great.
That one was hilariously great. But Benchwarmers is good, really good. But John Lovitz plays a nerd that became a billionaire, and he literally had Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, that's a good one.
And in another scene, he had the Batmobile. And then in another scene, like, he had the fucking robot from Rocky, I think it was, or some shit like that. And like, he is just like, if I was a billionaire, like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But 15 million will go faster than people think.
Yeah, no, that's what,
and
that,
then I invest
that realistically, yeah.
I'll do my special. I'll tape my hour special and fucking, like, at that point, I would have to force Comedy Central, like, here, like,
throw money at me.
Yeah, like, I'm throwing money at you. I'll throw money at them.
So
they can play my fucking spot. Like, here.
I will pay for all the advertising that you would sell.
That's here.
So during your special, you advertise your album.
Yeah, I would. I would do my own billboard and shit. Real fucking, like, and anybody who's listening to this is thinking, oh, this guy is narcissistic. No, I just want to promote my comedy. Like, I really want to do my comedy right. Like, yeah,
I want to book my thing. Yeah. So for the record, my mountain is a 1970 Mustang convertible, a 56 Chevy Nomad, and a 66 Thunderbird convertible, and a 59 Ford Galaxy, which I actually used to own. I had when I was restoring it, and then I ran out of money.
Bills came in.
I ran out. Like, oh. Reality set in. I've had the worst fucking week, bro, with my car. Like,
yeah, you had a really bad week last week.
It's become a comedy of errors where it's just everything just keeps fucking.
You want to laugh? I had not to make it about me. I had one of those weeks years ago. I had one of those weeks where everything with the car, like money, like it was.
Yeah, it was just everything goes bad.
Everything was going bad. And at one point, I literally said this. At one point, I was talking to somebody, and I just the thought of this is God's way of giving me material, kind of shit.
Right.
And I just literally, I looked up and I'm like, I get it. I got enough material. Thanks. I'll change my fucking act. You just stop with stop with the events that are making it seem as if this is a comedy.
This isn't a Ben Stiller movie. Yeah, come on. This is not just shit's got to ease up.
Yeah. Oh my God, I saw Tower Heist this week.
Yeah.
Not a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie.
No, I wouldn't say it's bad.
I would say bad. In fact, I would say
I like Matthew Broderick.
I would say I liked it.
Yeah,
I really would say I liked it. I would not say though
that it was good.
Plausible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah,
crazy. Yeah. It's it's just at the fucking gold car. The whole fuck. I'm like,
oh, spoiler alert!
Nah, it's a gold car. You don't know which car I'm talking about. It's a gold car, and just you go what? Car's gold. Yeah. What? A window washer's holding that up, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where it's like...
It's in the pool, right?
This is how'd obviously a movie.
How'd you get it in the pool?
Yeah.
No, you're not gonna talk about that? That's fine. You're not going to talk about how you got it on the roof? No, okay. You sure you don't want to... You just briefly...
Just
no?
Don't suspend disbelief.
Not show us. You don't even want to tell it? No?
No.
Okay.
They're just going to be figure it out, fuckers.
All right. Well, just happy ending, I guess.
It was nice. The fat girl from Precious was in
there. She was really funny.
She was she was really funny. Last year.
And then Eddie Murphy. I just got my HBO On Demand to start working again. Actually, I got my Uverse has On Demand just like any other, just like Infinity does, just like DirecTV does. But my shit was glitchy for like the last 5 months. Whenever you try to watch anything, you could not watch anything for 30 seconds without it pausing and the sound pausing, the video pausing, and then video and sound not syncing up. So Uverse told me to go fuck myself. And they said, there's nothing else we can do. That's what they said. They said, there's nothing else we could do at this point. They said, at this point, it would be useless to send yet another technician to go out there because they've already done everything they can do. So three or four months later, I said, fuck it.
So you basically got that there's nothing more we can do, like a doctor telling
literally,
your patient, like,
nothing
you got 2 weeks to live.
At one point, she was like, I hope you don't cancel and leave us, but I understand if you do. Literally.
Whoa.
I got $100 credit towards my bill.
Okay, that's nice.
But they were like, yeah, that's it. That's all we're going to give you.
We're going to give you $100 before your death sentence.
Yeah, and then 4 months passed, and I just didn't change companies. One, out of sheer laziness, and two, you have to be on time with your bills in order to cancel. Because you'd be like, hey, I'm canceling. Like, no, you're not. You still owe us $274. Yeah. You go, okay, but once those $274 go up,
once that money's in your hands.
And then a week later, it's like, hey, remember that $274? It's now $450. And you go, well, I have the $270. So here's
you keep
charging. Okay,
all right, I get it. The rules don't change.
So anyway, so I just
you know I'm broke, right? You know
a bunch
you know
of movies on demand, and I try to gauge that what my wife wouldn't be interested in watching type of shit.
Right.
So I watched the one with Mark Wahlberg that he steals shit. He's
Gone in 60 Seconds. Oh, Italian Job.
No, he steals.
Stop giving me hand signals. I don't know what the fuck.
He's like sneaking money into his fucking pants and shit, and he's on a charter, and he smuggles things in through crates.
Mark Wahlberg?
Something with a C. I want to say Contagion, but it's not Contagion.
No, The Happening.
I'm not even acknowledging your fucking answer. Your suggestion.
I mean, like, I don't know. The Big Hit.
Contraband.
Oh,
I liked it. It was good.
I haven't seen it. But it was good. It was all right.
It was good.
It was one of those that your wife's got a town and you're just like, ah, she's not going to like this shit either.
No, I liked it. I thought it was good. It's not as good as the Italian Job, which it, that's what I felt as if it was. No, I don't think it was trying to be. I just think it was like.
You just lumped it in there because it was.
I think it was a high school.
Yeah, because it didn't have an identity of its own. Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, whatever. But I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah. Well, we both saw this week, we both saw Django Unchained.
Yes. Wait, before we get there, hold on. I cut you off, and I'm sorry, man, about the worst week. So you have the worst week.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Car. Well, I mean. My car is not the best, but like, so I have AAA.
Your car's not good.
My car's not good. Okay. Yeah, my car's bad.
You saying your car's not the best would make people believe as if it's good, but not good.
It runs, but like I have to stay on top of it. You know, I got, it's like you have a, you know, like you got to be aware, more aware of fluid levels.
You really should just go back home with your mom.
What?
Go back home with your mom.
Why?
Save up money. Go home for a year. Save up money and buy a car.
Well, I got another acting gig that may get me some money. Okay. It's a fucking, I don't know if I can talk about it, but Long John Silver's commercial. I don't know how secretive the Long John Silver's people are.
Did they make you eat the shit?
Yeah.
I can't eat that.
Why?
I don't like seafood.
Well, whatever. I mean, eat a hush puppy. Who gives a fuck? Come on.
No, but I'm saying, if they
$3,000.
If they gave me an option, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, hey, I mean.
First of all, hold on. Let me go back. You had an acting gig a couple weeks ago that took you into like the night. In like
hours. Well, that's what was going on is that I got booked on Magic City. I mean, it's like kind of one of those catch-22s where a lot of good stuff is happening. I got on Magic City and I've been working, but they shoot late into the night. Like they're like where I had to fucking I was late to work because someone, you know, because I had to we were there till 7:30 in the morning, like overnight, right. And I had to work the next day, like shit like that. But I mean, so it's like, oh, woe is me. They get to put me on television. I get to dress up like a fucking construction. You know, like it's. I get to be on a fucking amazing TV show. You watch it? Right. You should see it. I started watching it.
No, I saw the first two episodes when it first came out, and yeah. I thought it was great. I just never stayed on top of it. I made the tweet that they should call Magic City Titty City.
Yes.
I'm like, this is great.
It's so worse. No, I was not in those scenes. I know. I was in the lawyer scenes.
I wanted you to be in those scenes.
I would have.
Like, so you could be like, they had to CGI my boner out.
Yeah. No, they don't want to. They're just like, yeah, they'll leave that shit in. It's stars. They show whatever the fuck they want. You see Spartacus? Yeah.
No, I've
there's
seen,
dicks everywhere in yeah, that thing.
Fucking dicks galore.
There's so much dudity in
so
that show.
I've seen so many movies with dicks in the past couple of days, and I'm like, hey, can we stop with the fucking dicks?
Right. Yeah, so my car finds a way of breaking down in a way that it just doesn't just die. It's like, it just makes it shitty to run. Like, it just makes it shitty to drive. So, like, I had to put water in it. It was giving me shit. All of a sudden, like, I'm driving on the highway and it just craps out. I call AAA. This happened to me 3 times. I call AAA, and then while I'm waiting for them to show up, I'm like, let me try and start it again. Oh, and so I call AAA. I'm like, hey, cancel the truck. I'm on my way. Boom. And I get in the car and I drive. And it was doing that. It did that when Oni was here that night. This has been going on since Oni was here.
Right.
I was driving to work a block away from my job. The fucking car dies. Like, just with enough time for me not to do anything to be on time. Like, I can't run from the car, you know?
Like that Dane Cook fucking joke?
Yeah, like, literally, yeah, the truth. No, Dane, don't bring Dane Cook into this.
But he literally has a joke.
I know he does. Just enough, like, I could not do anything. I'm there, I call AAA finally. They take it to a mechanic. That guy tries to hustle money out of me, so I have them take it to another mechanic. They fix a part. I'm driving it away from that mechanic, and the fucking thing breaks down again. I had to call AAA like twice in one day. At this point, I'm laughing. Like, I'm just like, yeah, this is great.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah. Whatever. This is, of course this is going to happen. And then I'm like, and as I'm driving, literally I said, as I was leaving the mechanic, I was like, all I need is for this to break down right now on the way home from the, and then like 5 minutes later, I was like, yes, I called it.
Done with it. That, you were happy that you called it. You weren't even feeling bad because you called
it. Yeah, I mean, at that point, then I had to rent a car. They double pre-authorized my shit, so they were holding basically my entire bank account hostage with this fucking rental car.
Yeah.
Been there, man. Yeah, I know. And then I had to... Then I went to the bar. It was just another... Bro, like... So I'm there. I'm working, whatever. I'm trying to do other things. I had to rent the car because I had Magic City. I didn't want to be late. That's whatever. And then... I go to some bar or whatever. I leave and I forget to pay my tab. So I leave the card there. And then I call them the next day. I'm like, hey, guys. It was like, oh, it's not here. So now I don't have any access to my money. Like nothing. It's being it was being held hostage by the car insurance people. Now I don't have the card, so I just have like whatever cash I have on me, and it's like. Like, I, oh my God, it's just over and over and over again. I was supposed to get my card today. I go to the bank and they're like, oh, no one put the order in for your new card. And I'm like, you, ha ha ha. Yes. All right. Okay. Fantastic.
All right. So,
There's no jokes there. I was just fucking pissed. Like, this is crazy.
When you were working at Magic City, and yeah. you were pissed because you were working so many more hours and they bumped your pay.
Yeah, I got featured. Yeah, yeah. Right.
So when that happened, I go, so you're getting a PS3? And you said, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, this is my PS3 money. Right.
So did you get your PS3?
No, I had to fucking fix my car. No, you don't. You motherfucker.
Because I was like, so are you getting your PS3? And you're like, fuck
yes.
Yes, exclamation mark.
Yeah, like end of this situation. Yeah. This story is settled.
This done.
It will end with me playing a PlayStation 3. In my apartment, it's gonna be. Because I'm yes, sir. Like, Neri willed it with his mind. Like, he prayed like, for it. It's like, God, please send Mike a message that he needs the Lord.
So, well, my message is more of you need your mom.
This is what.
Just hang out with your mom for a year. Is it that bad to get your fucking your food cooked for and your laundry done for?
It is because I don't like that's not my house anymore. It's like my mom and her fiance and my stepdad. So it's like I do not want to be in a house where some dude is fucking my mom. Like I really don't. I don't need to do
that.
I don't need to do that.
Is she a screamer?
There were stories. I've said these stories apart. Where I remember one time.
No.
No?
Stop with this shit of like, hey, I really do think I stories. And you go, no.
You tell me. From now on, I'm just going to start telling stories and you stop me if you've heard it.
I've done that before, right? I've gone, yes, we get it. You build your own fucking Big Mac. We get it.
Yeah, right. That's the one that you remember.
Yeah. That's the one story you try to repeat. The one story you try to repeat is about you building your own Big Mac. You jizzing on a Chinese lady's carpet. You totally... No, I think I've told that before. Really? Have you? I don't think you have, Michael. But you're like, just hey, I'm just going to jizz.
I'm surprised I didn't hear anything back from that.
I mean, my wife was dying laughing. We were fucking... I mean,
no one... I guess no one...
You know what she said to me? She goes... When you said that part about the fact that your ex-girlfriend or your girlfriend at the time loved jizz.
Yeah.
She goes, ew, what kind of fucking whore loves jizz? I'm like, the fun kind.
The best kind.
The fucking best.
That shit was awesome.
Are you, hush your mouth, woman. Don't you ever, look, I don't want to start comparing you guys, but you're losing, okay? Like, fuck out of here. This is disgusting me. Like, she was like, she's so disgusting. I'm like, yes.
Right.
Nobody's agreeing. Dude. Nobody's disagreeing with you.
That's given. Yeah. Yes. We understand that.
But that's because of that. You're proving my point now.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Fucking
thank you. Thank you for proving that.
Exactly.
So, but yeah. So what was I saying?
You were saying the fucking thing about your mom. Making noise
yeah.
When she fucks.
When I broke up with my ex that I was going to get engaged to, that whole story.
Okay.
Which,
by the way, can we tell that story? Can we talk about that after the recording? The other week, last week, after we recorded with Oni, you told us, you told Oni in detail the story that you had told us that he obviously didn't hear in the podcast about you, the engagement,
right,
and what was going to happen. This is good, be a good cutoff point for you to edit if you don't want to go. You started going through, and then out of us fucking around with you because we're guys.
Yeah.
Show us pictures, show her,
show us
your Facebook, show us her Facebook, and you did. Right, not through your page, through my Facebook page.
Or something like that. Or we found pictures. No, it wasn't her Facebook. It was like
it was her wedding pictures.
Yes, her wedding pictures.
It was her wedding pictures. All right, so one, we've deduced.
Let I remind you, she was engaged and pregnant a year after breaking up with me.
Well, she was pregnant and engaged
probably,
at the same time.
Yeah.
No, not probably. We saw pictures.
Yeah.
And we go, that looks like a bump, Mike.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I was giving her the benefit of that doubt.
And we're like, no.
High pitched skepticism. Yeah.
And then you kept saying every picture you would show us of her, you kept saying, and there was silence between Oni and I. And you kept saying, no, that's not a good picture. No, that's not a good picture. And no, that's not a good picture. And every picture was not a good picture.
Well, there was a couple that you saw that were like, that's it. Oh, okay. She looks better there.
Better. And then Oni and I.
She's pregnant. What are her hormones?
Oni and I looked at each other as if. We were quiet, but we found ourselves in that predicament of like,
do you talk shit?
Do we talk shit? A, do we talk shit? B, do we lie?
Right.
Or C, do we just stay quiet? And for a while, we were choosing C. We were like, let's just stay quiet.
Yeah.
Let's not say anything.
That's why the whole time I was like,
because you were like,
I was expecting
before,
jokes.
Because before that, you were pouring your heart out to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then we were like, Mike, and then I finally had to be like, I was like, Mike, you've dated better looking girls than that. I had to say that. That was the nice way of saying what we were both feeling, Mike, Oni and I. And you're like, no, it's just, you can't, it's just, it's a bad angle. It's, I'm like, no, Mike.
You know, because not, because I
what's, it's a bad angle. The front.
Yeah, the one that shows her
profile picture.
The one that has her in it. Yeah.
We just.
Nah, I know.
You dated better looking chicks.
I have.
That's all I'm saying. And for you to be like.
But, she, you know, it's
in
different.
Because you were in love.
I was in love.
You get it. You were in love. But we were just like, we didn't know what to do. And then that conversation led into the following conversation about you and I once going through that same awkward moment when we were sitting at my computer and a mutual friend of ours who we respect, his wife posted a picture of herself.
Oh, we were like,
and it's one of those things, listeners, I don't know if you've ever done this where you're with a friend and a mutual friend's wife or significant other posts a picture. And both of you are feeling the same thing about
the exact
this picture,
same thing, yeah.
But you don't want to say anything. One is a guy code, right?
You don't want to disrespect your friends.
You don't want to disrespect your friend. You don't want to disrespect your friend's wife who has become a friend, right? And you don't want to, you know, seem like a creep. But she is fucking beautiful.
But like stunning. Stunning. We were both sitting there on, like, we were both option C, the silence option. We were both like, someone's got to break this fucking silence.
Mike came about and said, I find so-and-so delightful.
She is delightful.
And I go, she's pretty.
Great,
Yeah, she's nice. She's hot. She's nice. Yeah, she's, and then I never said hot.
I did. I just kind of escalated.
Beautiful. I jumped from like, she posts nice pictures. She's beautiful. And then you were like, no.
She is stunning.
Stunningly beautiful. You were like, beautiful. Stunning. Like, you couldn't find another word better.
I could not find.
You were trying to.
I was looking for it.
And I was like, man, I believe you.
Yeah.
We
were both like, yeah. Like we didn't
even a doll. That's
what
he said.
I forgot how I put it, but I was like, she's
lovely.
She's lovely. Lovely. Yeah. Oh, she's lovely.
And I was like, yeah, she's. And here's the thing.
It wasn't even dirty.
It wasn't. You started going dirty.
I always do.
With Oni.
When
we were talking with Oni, you were like, man, I would just think about banging her. And I'm like, I never thought that.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you said other things.
I thought led to that. Yes. Yeah. But I didn't say it out loud. That makes it okay.
You were saying other things but that to lead up to that.
Sure. I was letting someone get there for me.
I never meant to sexual. And I mean this honestly.
Because
of the fact that if I meet you, if the moment I meet you, you are already dating or married to a friend of mine, then
it's kind of off
in my mind. You're like a sister kind of thing. No matter if you're beautiful, I could say, "Hey, man, that woman is beautiful," but I won't take it.
It won't have that dirty undertone.
Yeah. Now, if you and I are checking out a chick at a bar or at the Improv or something, and
I want to run my finger up the crack of her ass,
I'm gonna immediately go dirty with it.
No.
If you start dating her, then you know how I feel.
Yeah.
That's already happened. I can't do anything
about that. You're a lucky man.
I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
But I don't.
The words are out. You dated her knowing that already.
Right now, currently, as we talk, I'm hooking up one of the members of the franchise. I'm trying to hook him up with a friend of mine who. Okay, I kind of did it. I was trying to find a way to word this so I don't end up creepy, but I realized that I've already talked about this before with you. Remember when you searched that girl's phone and you deleted the text message and you didn't go through her pictures?
I didn't go through her pictures.
Okay, this is a girl that I've gone through her pictures.
Oh,
texted myself the pictures.
No.
Then deleted that text from her and so that she doesn't know that she's
You're like a spy.
Pictures. Yeah. But all this is in front of her, like next to her. I'm like, hey, what's up? Let me see your phone. And I'm never the creeper that finds out a fucking passcode and steals the phone and brings it back a day later. No, I'm asking you in front of you. And if you stop me at that moment, I'm just going to be like, that's what I was doing. What are you going to do?
I've not thought about doing that one. It just doesn't cross my mind.
This girl sent text me pictures of herself. It was me sending myself pictures.
Uh-huh.
And then I send them to the franchise.
Uh-huh.
As a good friend does.
And now
I'm hooking them up. Like a year later, I'm hooking them up. And one of them said today.
Isn't that
another one said today. Another one goes, hey, hey, if you guys be, if she ends up being your girlfriend, my bad for looking at those pictures. And I said, I'm not apologizing for shit.
Yeah.
You knew the fucking rules.
Yeah.
I send these pictures out before you knew her, before I introduced you to her, and you still asked me to introduce her to you. So therefore, you know the fucking rules. Yeah. I'm not deleting shit. I'm still fucking keeping those pictures. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And
it's like Neri. It's like he calls you up. He's like, "Hey Neri, what are you doing? Ah, jerking off the pictures of your girlfriend."
Yeah, just jerking off the pictures of that girl that I introduced you to.
Yeah, no. And then
you mean my wife? Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Labels. I don't believe in labels.
And then like his only response is like, "All right, call me later."
Yeah.
Like he has to. He's like, "You know the rules.
You know the rules." And he was totally cool. He's like, "No, you're right. That's only fair." I'm like, "Yeah, it's only fucking fair," because we didn't know her before. Anyways,
that was my favorite part.
So I went to the movies. I went to the movies.
What was it? I was telling something.
You said, speaking of movies, we both went to go see Django.
No, the story that I was talking about.
Oh, your mom making noise during sex. And go.
There was, when I broke up with that ex, the one that we were looking at pictures of last week.
ADD.
Yeah. Amazing, bro. Like, screaming out of your control. Ex.
That brings me to another.
ooh,
that pictures, brings me to right. another 10, 15 minute yeah. conversation. Uh-huh.
And then, so I literally one day just I had all my shit packed up in my car, the same car that's giving me shit now. I packed it all up and I drove to my mom's house. I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to have to stay there a couple of nights or whatever. I'm going to have to stay there for a little while." I show up. It's like 11:30 at night. I'd gone to get drunk with a friend of mine because that's what you do. And so I'd sobered up and drove home to my mom's house. I get to my mom's house. I have a key. I open the door to my mom's house and I hear noise in the kitchen. I'm like, it's fucking almost midnight, right? And I hear noise in the kitchen, whatever. My mom's on the couch, like in her pajamas, like in a t-shirt, like in underwear.
Oh, boy.
And then her fiance.
I
just went because she knew I was coming. She knew I was going to be there.
You packed up your shit from the house that you were
out,
sharing.
When I moved out from my ex-girlfriend's apartment.
Okay.
And then, so when I showed up at the house, I'm like, "Hey, everybody." And then I turned and in the kitchen, because the way it's set up, I can see through the door into the living room. And I see my mom on the couch, and she's like, "Oh," like trying to like cover up. And then I look, and my stepdad's in the kitchen, wearing nothing but boxer shorts with flaming dice on them,
and he's making
and eggs. He's no, they're cooking eggs at 11. Fuck you. He's cooking eggs at 11:30 at night. Those are sex eggs. Those are the post fucking meal. That's the post fuck meal.
Right.
And then I was
is
just
that what
like,
you have when you have sex? Eggs?
That's the quickest thing. I think
sandwich.
But when I don't have sandwich. Guy, yeah. But they were making that food and I was like this in his underwear. And I was just kind of standing
Did
there.
Did he face you? Or because was his cock still on his fucking...
I didn't even look at like,
his
I just
waistband.
Saw,
his cock was still... He tried to
tucked
put
it
the,
in. Yeah, he went from 6 to midnight. I literally put my head down and I was like, this is what defeat looks like. I just went, I'm like, I'm going to go to my room and that's it. So then I started.
In the script, you would write Mike's lowest point.
it was like literally like my whole world was ending. And then I go home and my mom's fucking a dude. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. I wish my car would fucking break down. That's all I need. Fuck you. But no, and then so what I started doing is that I would honk the horn when I pulled into the driveway. I would go beep, like hey, I'm making all kinds of noise, jiggling the handle, like smacking.
You should have just started fucking tapping on the table like that girl's dad did for me.
Yeah.
Fucking, bah, 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 bah.
No, but like I just wanted them to hear it from like from the outside, like from the corner. I was from the block
did
next
you call
door.
Call her like hey.
Yeah, mom, text message, and then I literally one time I got home one time like late as fuck again. And then I don't think anybody's awake. I don't think, okay, whatever. I get to the room. It's all nice and quiet. And all of a sudden, I hear the shower turn on. And I'm like, ugh.
It's
the
shower.
Stay there. He's washing off the sex dirt. He's washing.
He's not washing off. He does. Guys don't wash off at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It might have been her.
Yeah, it's probably her. Guys don't do that. When was the last time you washed off at 2 o'clock in the morning? You just rolled over in that shit at that point. 2 o'clock in the morning?
I get it.
If you were going to work.
I get it.
If you were going to work.
I have a hand, like one of those handy wipe things.
Oh, no, I don't.
I use a wet one, just kind of clean up the mess and that's it.
No. Well, first of all, it's supposed to be in her mouth. So you're already.
Kind of.
From what I hear. From what I hear.
From what you hear?
From what I hear.
From your memories condoms. Of the past.
Oh, I remember those things.
I wish I didn't have to know. Times. Yeah, those suck.
Well, I mean, they don't.
They don't.
They protect your life.
Yeah, they save my life. But they feel terrible.
Yeah. They don't feel bad to me. It's just the hassle to me.
No. It's never really a hassle to me.
I think it's... I lose sensation.
I've lost erections because the condoms like...
I've lost erections because I banged a fat, disgusting chick that in the meanwhile I was like,
right. Been there.
Now I have to dig out the condom.
Really?
Yes.
We get people in the ER sometimes for that shit.
Literally, like, I have to...
Yeah.
with my fingers, go in there and dig out the condom.
Because you lost...
I lost erection.
Yeah. That shit's not meant to stay on a flaccid penis.
Yes.
It's meant to be on a hard
penis. Especially my flaccid penis. My flaccid penis... To use a Gary Owen joke, looks like a whistle. Just looks like the balls and the blip, just looks like a whistle. It looks like a police chief whistle. That's like, hey, it's
speaking of
flaccid.
Did we really need to see Jamie Foxx's giant cock in Django?
I didn't see his cock. I saw his fucking humongous balls.
Well, the part that was his dick.
That was his dick.
Yes.
I thought that was a root of a tree.
He's got a gun there.
What's his dick? Really?
My friend and I were like,
that wasn't a baby slave hanging from his crotch.
Nope. That was his dick.
That wasn't a black baby that they just happened to fucking put in post production.
Fuck a baby arm. Jesus. That's a black baby leg. That's
holy fuck, man. I thought it was a whole baby. I thought it was a whole baby just hanging down. The whole black baby just hanging down from his waist. Like, oh, shit.
Bro, like, it was literally like, all of a sudden, I was like trying to watch the story. Because the movie, Django Unchained, we're talking about.
Okay, wait. First of all, let's start off at the beginning. I saw this movie yesterday. Yeah. All right? And I saw it. It was part two of a double feature for me.
I know,
I went in, and after going to the DMV in the morning and taking forever there.
No. Really?
Dude, it was awful.
It takes
but
it takes
it, wasn't,
time
it was just like I was just paying shit.
Right.
Like I had a ticket. I paid the ticket online.
And
I'm
you had
here
to pick
now
up
to reinstate my license.
Right.
And that's it. And they're like, okay, make this line to get in the building. You made it through this line. Now wait here. We're gonna call you up so you can make another line. So I waited there, sat down, waited, then they called me up for line two, went into line two, paid something. They made me take another picture. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wish I would have. I would have shaved. And then took a picture. Right. Then they go, all right, now go into this other line in the next room. Go into this other line.
It's just like a series of lines.
Literally. Then go into this other room. Go in line number one. And you're going to have to sign whatever the fuck. You're going to have to pay the rest. Because you don't pay there. You only set to pay there. And then they take your picture. In line number two, you already said.
And then
you pay somewhere else. Cashier number, and then you pay cashier in a separate room.
Who would have thought the DMV would be so inefficient?
So then you go there, and you pay, and then you wait. And that the last wait is the wait the longest. That's the one you wait for the license. For the license to be printed
out. To
up.
Be printed out, yeah.
So there, you show up there, and you go, oh, well, I'm already done. It's not like I'm taking a test. It's not like I'm doing anything. I'm just
going to go. Yeah, I'm here to pick up.
I'm here to pick up. That's it. I'm here to pick up. Now, it's because of that I waited 45 minutes standing up because everybody and their mother in South Florida, no matter where they go, one person is doing something.
Yes.
And they take 17 family members to go watch them get a fucking license.
Yeah, like what important thing is going on that you need to be here?
I understand. If you're 16 years old, this is a big moment for you. You're getting a license.
But tell those motherfuckers to wait outside.
But if you're 40... There should be no reason why your fucking aunt, mother, cousin, and fucking three stepbrothers are fucking there watching you get your license.
Yeah.
Stop this shit. Like, it was so fucking annoying. And she kept saying, family members can wait in the next room. This should be more. They kept saying it from the fucking counter.
Family members should wait fucking outside.
Yeah,
go away.
Fucking outside. Go away. Family members should have waited at home.
Yeah.
There should be one family member with you. The one who brought you there because you don't have a license to drive.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just fucking waited for 45 minutes standing up, and it was awful. But after that, I went to Hooters. My wife was on vacation with the baby, with her family in North Carolina.
Yeah, like a cheat week.
So, yeah. So I went to Hooters, hung out with a couple of friends there. Then I went to go see Jack Reacher. Fucking great. I get there, go see Jack Reacher. Great movie. The movie's over. I check my app. What movie's next? What movie starts soon? It's 5:10 right now. What's happening? Oh, 5:20. The Django.
The Django?
The Django. I go watch the Django. I even fucking balled out and went back to the fucking place.
But you didn't buy a ticket for this?
No.
No.
First time I did it. Over a decade.
I have not done this in over a decade,
and it was so great.
It feels so good when you do it. I did it recently. I can't remember what it was. Not only did it feel so good,
but it felt great because I wasn't dodging responsibility. I didn't feel guilty about my kid.
Right. You had all this time to kill.
I didn't feel guilty about my wife needing me at home to watch the baby while she did something else. Because she'd been watching her all day.
You were a single man again.
You were living the bachelor life.
I was paying for me and only me.
So when I paid for a soda, I paid for a soda, not a soda and a giant bottle of water. I paid for nachos, not nachos and popcorn. It was fucking...
Well, to be fair, you got nachos and popcorn.
I got popcorn first. And the next movie, I reloaded and I got nachos. But that was for me.
That was for you.
That was for me, not
those
sharing.
Are your nachos.
Yeah, those are my shit. Yeah. Awesome.
Bro.
Awesome. But so, I love Jack Reacher.
So tell me
great.
About Jack Reacher. I haven't seen it.
Jack Reacher is really great. In the beginning, and this is, I'm not really spoiling anything when I tell you that in the beginning, it starts off with... it starts off with a guy doing a mass shooting.
Right.
And
it's like the first scene.
And that's the first scene. And so that's why I'm not really spoiling anything because although it hasn't been talked about in the commercials for obvious reasons, it's not going to be spoiled because you will see that literally within a minute and a half of the movie starting.
Well, there's lots of gun violence in
the movie. So they do a public mass shooting and where the guy's popping off, it's a sniper and he's popping off and then because of the recent events,
it felt weird.
It felt in the movie theater like it's too soon.
Yeah. It's like
it felt really weird, man. It felt and it wasn't kids or anything like that, but it was just really like
this is a little too close to real.
But the movie was great. I thought the movie was great. I really do hope that it does well enough that they continue the series.
Yeah, because it's based on all the books.
I don't know of any of the books.
Me neither, but...
What I didn't even know it was a book.
Yeah.
I kind of guessed it was because everything that Tom Cruise does pretty much is based on a book, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Separation of Possible, I guess.
Well, it was based on the old TV show.
Right. So, it was great, man. I loved it. Then I saw The Django, which was fucking awesome.
Literally, man.
I think Tarantino's best movie.
So close. We were having that argument. Me and my friend. I saw it with my friend Chris. I saw it with my friend Chris.
My friend. You said me, my friend.
Oh, okay. Forgive me. Yes. That is correct. Yes. So me and my friend Chris, we were going to. We saw it together. There were times in that movie where I felt uncomfortable as fuck. Like I had to look around, and it was in a packed theater, so I had to look around and like, because literally, white people, we were not allowed to use the N-word forever anymore.
Well, I'm not white, but I still don't use it.
But non-blacks cannot.
If you're ultra-Hispanic.
Yeah.
If you're like the vato, you can say it. I've fucking seen people say it, and I don't question shit. Like, yeah, you say that. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, no. But like, I mean, I'm just talking about in the context of this movie, that movie, I don't know. Like he wrote it. I don't know how those lines got delivered. Like
I thought about that during the movie, I thought this might be the world record breaker for how many times the N-word gets said.
Yeah.
The movie's 2 hours and 45 minutes long. So
yeah, it's a long movie.
It's a long movie. But...
Something is happening. Like, you can't... It's one of those that it sucks because you can't get... Like, if you have to pee, you're fucked.
Dude, I was freezing.
Yeah.
I had been in a movie theater for fucking 6 hours.
Yeah.
I was fucking like...
yeah.
And I was in fucking basketball shorts and a t-shirt. Like,
I wish I had a gentleman to bring his arm around me.
It's so cold.
It's so cold.
So cold. Like, I really became my own joker. I was like, it's cold. It's so cold. Like, I can't do anything about it. It's the movie theater. I got no control. It's cold. I just want to tell you it's cold just for the sake of saying it's cold.
I can't solve this problem for you.
It's cold. I want to keep telling you it's cold. So that later on I ask you what's going on in the movie because you don't know because you weren't paying attention to the movie because you were telling me that you can't do anything about it being cold.
There's crazy Hans Landa, the fucking Christoph Waltz. That guy, he should be in every movie from now. I fucking love that guy.
I never saw.
Which you now that you see this, you see him in this movie. You have to see him.
Is Inglourious Bastard the best? Is that a Tarantino? That's a Tarantino.
They're two totally different movies.
Obviously,
like
everything he's done, really.
Yeah, they're
Pulp
like
Fiction is totally different.
I realize. This is like Quentin Tarantino is trying to, he's just picking off every genre of movie and be like, ah, I'm going to fucking do that and do it fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Because he did Kill Bill, which is the Kung Fu movie. Mm-hmm. He did like the martial arts movie.
Kill Bill so is fucking great.
Yeah, it's so good. He did...
I love the over amount of blood that he uses.
That's because it's a throwback. Oh, we'll talk about this later. I saw another one. But because it's like an homage to those things where like you'd get cut and all of a sudden it'd be like a... And that was all, like, all of it, all of his movies are done, like, they look on purpose.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's accidental about his movies. So, Inglourious Basterds was his World War II movie, his war movie. He's got fucking...
Foxy Brown
was his Blaxploitation. Yeah, or Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
And he's got the gangster movie with Reservoir Dogs is like the undercover cop movie. Man, like, it's just, he's just picking these, and, oh, even in Grindhouse when he did Death Proof. Like, that was a spoof of, like, those old 70s, like, car chase movies.
Yeah.
And Death Proof is really good, too. Like, I literally am having, like, I had to, we were talking about it. He's like, oh, this is my favorite Tarantino movie. Ever. And
I like it a lot. I like Django a lot. I mean, Pulp Fiction is always going to have a place in my
right.
heart.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction is always going to be there. Reservoir Dogs is a fucking classic.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's tough.
It really is tough. But
they're all good.
Django to me, I was like, holy shit, man.
For me, I loved Inglourious Basterds.
The problem with, I haven't seen that. That's the only one I haven't seen. The problem with some of these movies is that they're too long for rewatch value.
Yeah.
Like, you got to separate 2 hours and 45 minutes. And you think to yourself, oh, yeah, it's fucking almost 3 hours.
That's a 3 hour movie.
And,
like, if they were to show it on television with commercials,
I've seen Braveheart.
Yeah.
Easily over 20 times. Yeah. I've seen Gladiator probably about 19 to 24 times. Something in that range.
Yeah.
I've seen this shit a lot of fucking times. But it's just... there's a difference between watching a timepiece like that.
Yeah.
That's 3 hours long. And then watching... Because part of it is watching the scenery and watching the... Oh, my God. They rebuilt the Coliseum and shit like that.
But Django's got... There's something happening at all times.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
So...
And Jonah Hill's... scene.
Yeah, there was some comedy moments in it where
every scene was so fucking funny where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm a bit disappointed in some characters.
The eye holes was what were you saying?
I don't say I was a bit disappointed in some characters. Like, it's not like one of those things where it's like, hey, this guy's the main character, so he's gonna live, or this guy's the main bad guy, so he's gonna die. Like, it's not one of those cut and dry type of things. So you go at some point you're like, I wish you would have killed him. Or I wish he wouldn't have died, and you go
right. But this may be my favorite Samuel L. Jackson role in a while. I laughed so hard.
I like a lot of his roles, man.
He was so good.
There was one called something like Bringing Back the Champ or some shit, where he was a former boxer.
Oh yeah,
but he was a bum, and I couldn't remember what the name of it. But he
Sam Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. I wonder what the L stands for. But you liked him better than Nick Fury?
Well, Nick Fury is part of a bigger ensemble cast. There's no Nick Fury movie. Let's just put it that way.
Resurrecting the Champ is what it's called.
Really?
Josh Hartnett. And he's a bum that used to be a boxer.
There's a name you don't hear. What the fuck happened to that guy?
Yeah, that guy was a half.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he was in a cover of Black Hawk Down, which, by the way... Great old school pick if you're gonna make it. He's on a cover of Black Hawk Down, and he was in like 10 minutes of the movie. And you go,
he's on the poster.
Eric Bana fucking played a bigger role than this.
But Josh Hart, he was fucking hot. He was like cast, like listed high on the cast for Sin City, and he was in there for one fucking scene.
Yeah, would you get your call sheet? What were you? What number were you? Because the one call sheet I've been on, I was number 7.
I was 10, but it was under the listing of troopers, so I didn't have a name or anything.
Oh, you didn't have a name?
Well, like, I didn't get a call sheet. I was technically still I was extra, featured right? extra, but I was extra. You know, I mean, they hurt us like cattle. But
love it.
But yeah, so
Josh Hartnett is filming something now. Let's see the last movie that I remember him actually in.
Still looking.
Resurrecting the Champ. It was the last thing I remember. 2007. Before that was Black Dahlia, 2006.
Oh, I saw that.
Before that, I don't want to say this movie because it's going to be an old school pick.
Oh.
2006. Then Sin City, 2005. Wicker Park, I remember that one. Hollywood Homicide.
I remember. Well, while you go list Josh Hartnett movies, I got to take a break.
40 Days and 40 Nights. I remember that one. Black Hawk Down.
That was pretty funny.
40 Days, 40 Nights? Yeah, I liked it. I just didn't, you know. All right, I'll let you go take a piss.
Man. Yeah, let me go pee.
Go take a
piss. I've actually done the 40 Days, 40 Nights challenge. I did it for Lent.
Yeah, but you're doing it right now for no reason.
Oh, no, I still jerk off.
And we're back. Mike, we were talking before we left, we were talking about how you've done the 40 Days and 40 Nights challenge. That's no sex and no masturbation.
Yeah, like no nothing.
No sexual contact of any kind.
Yeah. In actuality, you're right. I'm kind of doing that now.
No.
But I'm still jerking off.
Yeah, you're still jerking off. That's not kind
to
of.
To maintain my sanity.
Yeah, that's not kind of doing that.
I had a rough day. My car broke down. I paid money to get my car fixed. I want to go home. I'm going to rub out an angry one. You know what I mean? That's it.
And go. So that's what we were talking about before. Now, during the break, we were talking about tattoos, and you wanted to get a Star Wars-themed tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a minimalist, though. You don't like the...
I like simple...
I'm an extreme detail guy. Like, all my tattoos have extreme amount of detail in it.
If I... The big pieces that I want... I have a lot of things that I want. But the next thing I'm probably going to get is going to be something inexpensive, we'll say. But something that's still important to me, but like I can get fairly easily.
No, I get that. And my next one will probably be something small.
Because I have a big... Yeah. I have a big underwater piece that I want to do that's like photo real, and I have the picture for it. I'm just waiting for someone that'll do it for me, you know, for free. And
you are working in the wrong business,
bro.
You gotta wait till one of them like has like a medical emergency that you come through for them.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, whatever.
Because of me, I need to save a tattoo artist's life.
Yeah. So you need me to push a tattoo artist in front of a van, and then you come and save him.
Look, whatever you do around me that I don't know about that makes this happen, I have plausible deniability. That's all I'm saying.
That seems like it's even a weird thing.
Yeah.
It seems like it's not even real. Like plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, it seems like it could be.
I don't really know what's going on.
It could be made up.
That's from Independence Day.
It could be Matlock. Who knows? We don't even know.
It's from in Independence Day where the president didn't know about Area 51. And then it's like, how could you not tell me about this? And that guy's like, plausible deniability. If it's in a movie, it has to be true.
Didn't that guy get fired?
Yes.
I had somebody today, I said the word, I'm not lying to you, I said the word realism.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, realism. And I go, what? And they go, it's not a word.
No,
I swear. I swear to you, my daughter.
I swear
to you, my daughter. Wow. And I go, what? And they go, no. And I go, no. Realism is a word. And I go, am I saying it wrong? Like I'm looking around to
realism,
and I'm like, am I saying it wrong? Realism. You know when you say something enough times, it confuses you.
Realism.
Am I saying it right? Like
when you realism. Spell something right, but it looks wrong. Yeah. Maybe I did that.
Realism.
Yeah. No.
It's fucking weird.
It's realism.
And then she goes, I've never heard of it. And I go. You've never heard of realism? And she goes, no. I go, well, because I made the easy draw because you're a woman.
man.
And
I should play the fucking Price is Right. Bum, 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 bum.
And I asked her, I go, you went to college, right? She goes, yeah. I go, you got a master's. Am I correct? She goes, yeah.
Wow.
Fucking master's.
She doesn't know what realism is?
And she's never heard of the word.
A master's in what? Coloring?
She had a master's. She actually has a master's in HR, in human.
She doesn't know what realism is?
I swear. I'm like,
The philosophical theory of realism? The ideals? Nothing?
The word. Not even the meaning.
Even a word.
It's just a word, realism. Like, you've never heard the word realism? Like, that's crazy to me.
See, if it's on the internet, she may be right.
No, a bunch of people looked it up for me.
Really?
At that time, a bunch of people were like...
Were people on your side that like...
No, everybody was on my side.
Because if
you... One person was trying to not be on my side. She goes, she's just messing with you. She's just pulling your leg. And she came to her defense, to her... I give her credit. She goes, no. I never heard of it before. I'm not making excuses. I never heard it before. And if it's a word, I'm sorry, but I've never heard it before. And she stepped up because she could have been like, yeah, I was just fucking with you. Even though I would have never believed it, she stepped up and goes, no, I was being honest. And I go, I commend you for being honest.
I commend you. For, yeah, she could have pulled a true. She could have romanced realism.
Yeah, she really could have.
Yeah, realism. That's
all right. So,
you know what else is real? Real estate or realty?
Reality.
Reality.
Huh?
Real.
Huh?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Fishing reels. I know about those. Realism takes on various meanings depending on the context in which the term is used. So not only is it's not just one thing; it's multiple things. Realism relates to manifestations of philosophical realism that the belief that reality exists independently of observers. That's what realism.
Whatever that means.
There you go. Boom.
All right.
You just got learnt.
I just got learnt, suckers, with a Z. All right. So did you watch the old school picks of last
week? The old school picks last week. Oni's pick of
Top Secret.
I forgot. Again, it's Zucker Brothers, so it's all airplaned out.
Yeah.
There's so many fucking jokes. Like, it's nonstop. It's just nonstop jokes. It was awesome. I forgot how much I liked that movie. And I had it confused with another movie when I first was looking at it. But it was a good pick, man. Great, 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 great pick.
Let's get away from the bullshit. Did you watch Red Heat? The Master.
Oh, I did. I watched Red Heat too. Red Heat, I forgot. Jim Belushi was funny in the 80s, man.
Jim Belushi was funny now. In the show, according to Jim, he's fucking
Which
funny.
I don't watch. I never saw
I'm sorry,
it, so,
man. He gets a bad rap.
Because everyone knows his brother.
You know what? No, it's because he's an easy target because it's not a thinking man. It's not like Seinfeld where it's like the writing is so creative and so like, oh my God. And it's not. Yeah. But it's funny.
I would rather watch
According to Jim than watch any fucking reality TV show
Period. Yeah.
I would rather watch that.
Arnold, and you're right, that fight scene, it wasn't even in a towel. It was in like a G-string with a napkin covering his junk.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, it was a napkin to us.
Yeah.
To him, it was a beach towel. On him, it looked like it was a little napkin.
But yeah.
And he takes it off. He throws it onto one of us. It's a beach towel. It's actually covers up three people.
It's a perspective
thing. The fuck? And you put it on him, and it's a loincloth.
Yeah, it was a loincloth. Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. It's a loincloth. Covers up the whatever. Realism.
Realism.
It was literally the first scene of the movie. Everybody is in those things, and it's all like his big bodybuilder friends.
Yeah.
And then there's like a couple random chicks thrown in to like make it like, we're not
titties.
Gay. Yeah, titties. So a couple random,
Random
80s titties. And then it's like, this ain't gay. And then it's literally the gayest thing because they're like fighting like in the snow, and they like fight and they bust a guy through the wall. So they're now in Russia in the snow. It was oozing gay. And then when he goes to America, and he like Jim Belushi is like the bad like the he's a good cop but he's a tough cop
because he breaks all the rules. He's not into procedure. He's not into procedure.
The movie was
dating the guy.
So enjoyable.
It was good.
It was so good.
Thank you. Oh my God, I was like so angry. I was so not angry. I was disappointed.
It was into
that I did not get the fucking. Oh yeah,
there was a lot of cliche stuff in it, but. Yeah.
Look, had I said The Running Man, you guys would have been like, oh, shit, yeah, The Running Man. But I'm like, Red Heat fucking stands on its own, man.
I give it to you entirely you. That,
I felt
yes.
good. Now, thank you. Also, all week, I was like, man, I heard the fucking podcast like three separate times. I heard it once by myself.
Why?
Because once by myself, I hear it always once by myself in my car.
Right.
In between drives and stuff. And then I hear it once with the wife. And then the third time, I was trying to get stuff for the Tumblr.
Trying
to get stuff which I didn't get shit, but whatever.
You should but we just put it up on the Facebook.
And I was trying to do that too. When I say Facebook, to the listeners, you know, we have
the social media.
We have a WhatsApp, Facebook.com/ RubroPod.
RubroPod.
WUBROPOD. All right, so. So, anyways, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, man, they freaking really didn't go for Red Heat.
Because you want
to
know what? People don't remember it. I didn't remember it. I was like, yeah, you know, that's the Russian one. He's Russian, right? Yeah. I completely slipped my mind. But now watching it, I'm like, that's high on the list of good Arnold movies.
I agree. I think, Arnold barely misses. He misses when he reaches. And he reaches for, like,
junior. Yeah.
And even those are not as
they're
bad
not
as,
terrible. Yeah. They're just a waste of time.
It's just like, whatever. But for an action movie, dude, I saw the trailer. I forgot what movie it was in, whether it was Jack Reacher or the Django. I keep calling him the Django.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's funny. Sometimes
you got to stand out there on your own, buddy.
The Last Stand. The preview for The Last Stand.
Oh.
So great. And the movie theater looks so much. Another preview that looks so much better in the movie theater. The G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, in the movie theater. Like, it looks cool on TV.
I'm not saying. I just got out to go see watching The Hobbit, which you have to see so we can talk about it. But they showed the new trailer for Man of Steel. And I'd already seen it. But in the trailer, my friend
I won't want to see that movie.
Huh?
I don't want to see the trailer, so I want to prolong.
Brother. I got goosebumps from watching his shit in the theater.
Now you're a Superman fan all of a sudden.
I've always been a Superman fan.
You're a Batman guy.
Well, everybody,
you're a Batman guy.
Actually, I'm more Marvel than anything.
Right, but between Superman and Batman, you are the Batman
guy. I'm the Batman guy.
Yeah, thank you. And now your friend gets you a fucking Superman case for your phone for Christmas.
Yeah, well, everyone's doing that because I look like Clark Kent now.
And then you put the wallpaper and you did the Superman curl. I'm like, yeah.
I had to
do it. You're fucking a Batman fan.
I'm not getting a tattoo of Superman. You win.
No. First of all, if you did get a tattoo, it wouldn't be better than my tattoo. So let's be
honest. I get it.
All right. Because you're a minimalist.
I would get...
You would get the logo.
I would get the minimalist logo.
You would get the logo in negative space.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I would just get Shaquille O'Neal as Steel on my arm.
Is that what you would get?
He's my hero.
Did I ever tell you that? That somebody goes, oh, you know who's a bigger fan than you? A Superman? I'm like, who? Like Shaq. I'm like, you know who the fucking millionaire is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
If I had a bazillion dollars.
Yeah, that's not fair. Like, you're questioning my... At that point, I was working like a day job where I was getting like $700 every 2 weeks. I was like, I'm getting $700 every 2 weeks. I'm sorry if I can only afford a fucking Superman lunchbox.
Yeah.
That I paid $50 for.
Now I want a Superman.
Look, I got two of them. They're up there. And they're 10. They're not even the fucking...
They're the real... real deal. I would get it. If it was Batman, I'd steal it.
Yeah.
I would pocket that shit.
I would tell you that you can't reach it, but yes, you can.
Yeah. I'm not...
Yeah, you're 8 feet tall, so whatever. Anyway, so Red Heat, I fucking love that.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
You know what? Totally underrated. I when people talk about Arnold, they talk about Predator and fucking...
And they should, because they're all great.
They're all great, but...
But Red Heat was fucking awesome.
It should be included in there.
Yeah. Oh, and then another one that I text only because he goes, I don't like any movie called
Gina Gershon was hot as fuck in that movie.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Yeah.
Only last week said, I don't like any movie that starts with Red.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, what about the movie Red, which was great, right? And then he's like, nah, I don't, for the most part, I don't like movies. So then all week I've been texting him movies that start or had the name
word Red.
Red Sonja.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He goes, which one was that one? And I sent him a picture of the cover, and it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger with
Bridget Nielsen?
Bridget Nielsen. And he goes, both those dudes look awesome. Anyways. But whatever.
It should be.
Red Heat is up there, man. I think it's fucking great.
Have I used that one? I wonder if I've used it. I may have just...
Which one?
Improv an old school pick.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
We'll figure out what we get to.
The other movie is being Blank Check. I refuse to watch.
I download it. I'm going to watch it.
Okay, you go ahead and do that.
But there was a lot of... There was too many movies. If we have a guest, we can't really do a listener pick. Because there's just too many. There's so many. And I actually tried to watch...
I want to try to watch Jerky Boys.
I couldn't find it.
But you know what movie... would be better, and this is, again, it's going to be an honorable mention or some shit, because I'm not choosing it, is Dirty Work.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's a better Jerky Boys-esque movie.
Kind of, yes.
Where you got to kind of go into that comedy, that kind of
genre. That prank comedy. Oh, man, I love that movie.
Yeah.
With Artie Lang and Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald, yeah, man.
And the dad is... I can't remember that guy's name, but he's in a fucking bunch of movies. Robert Loggia? No, it's not Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia? Who's Robert Loggia?
The guy from Scarface? Never mind. I'm probably wrong.
All right. So, what is Mobsters? I don't even remember Mobsters coming up.
I still have to watch it.
I don't even remember Mobsters coming up in the conversation.
We were talking about the gangster movies. Donnie Brasco, whether or not it was a gangster
movie. Right, we got that.
And he's like, you know, it's better. And then Noni goes, Mobsters. And I'm like, yes, honorable mention.
And I was like, I've never seen it.
Exactly.
I've never even heard of it. Oh, the one with this guy, Lucky Luciano.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Christian Slater.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So... What's your pick this week?
I'm trying to think if I've used it already. If not, then I have I used Hunt for Red October?
Yes.
Fuck. Then
We talked about it when I watched it. Remember that? I hadn't seen it ever. And then I watched
it. Yeah.
We talked about it.
I'm kind of stuck now. I got it. I'm going to go with a comedy, and I'm going to go with Inner Space with Martin Short and Randy Quaid. Gets miniaturized.
It wasn't Randy.
Dennis Quaid. Wow. I would have been a totally different one.
Wow. Randy Quaid. I'm like, what?
No, yeah, where Dennis Quaid, they miniaturize him and he gets stuck in
there.
Yeah,
yeah. And Meg Ryan.
Yes.
Yes, right. Meg Ryan and her Meg Ryanist.
Yes, that is the.
I saw another Meg Ryan movie recently that was just god awful.
It's a sad.
Against the Ropes.
Oh.
The boxing, which is a boxing promoter.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad on Omar Epps, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just terrible. It's just terrible.
Terrible all the way around. She looked great. I thought she looked fucking great. I would bang her the fuck. I would destroy her from here to fucking my wife lets me. I would just do like shit. I would do whatever my wife allowed me to do to make Meg Ryan. Because it's Meg Ryan. At some point, you have to give me some kind of leeway.
That it's Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Like, you have to at least let me like make
for
out
the,
with her.
For the star.
Just
to say you did it.
She's Meg Ryan. Yeah. She's awesome. But there's a movie, and I thought it was that one, so I stayed watching it, but I watched it like 40 minutes late into the 40 minutes.
Oh, you were
movie.
Like in like on TV?
Yeah, it was on HBO, so I was like, or one of those movie channels. I call every movie channel HBO.
Yeah.
And like the other day, I was like, oh, Superman is on HBO. Like, it's actually Showtime, but it's fine. It's
Magic City, it's on HBO. It's like, no.
That's Stars. It's fine. Same shit. They'll find it. Just keep looking.
Yeah, they'll look for it. Google.
So then... I was watching it because I heard that Meg Ryan had done a movie where she came out topless.
Yeah, in the cut.
You could have saved me an hour and 15 minutes, bro. You could have saved me. I honestly watched this movie for an hour, and I was like,
"You're like,
I got to the end, I'm like, where the fuck are these titties, dude?
When does this happen? Why didn't you call me?
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, man.
Oh, no, don't call
me. I was like, it wasn't that late, but it was like midnight. I'm like, I'm not going to call someone and be like, hey,
where's Meg Ryan's titties?
For that, I have Google. Like, I can't. Like,
why the fuck did you watch?
I just thought it was that movie. Because it's one of the few Meg Ryan movies that I have not seen. I knew it was one of the few ones.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of the few that I hadn't seen. I knew it was one of the few... It recently, within the last five, 7 years, whatever, and then
it's about 10 years old, I think. Somehow,
no, no way, in the cut's that old, man. No way, it's been 10 years since I've seen a Meg Ryan movie. Because the last Meg Ryan movie,
you know what? I'm not accurate. I don't feel accurate on the times, but
I'm not
close.
You know why? Because the last Meg Ryan movie that I saw was the one with her and Russell Crowe, which I liked.
Oh, The Proof of Life.
Yes,
yeah, that was a good movie too.
That was a great movie, and it got no respect. So In the Cut came out in 2003. They're not that far.
I'm pretty close.
Pretty close. So
I give or take a couple days. It's almost 2013. We're a couple days away.
Actually, October 31st, 2003.
Doesn't matter.
So you're 11 months off.
It's the 03 that counts.
Okay.
Don't give me the 10, whatever the day. The
10/31? You mean the day before November 1st?
Yeah.
You're like 11 months off.
Nope.
10.
The year still counts.
All right. So
We don't celebrate the birthday of In the Cut.
I like the fact that if it was, had it been January 2nd, you would have been like, only 4 days away. Like,
oh,
you would have been like some shit like that. Where, all right. You can tell I'm bad at math, but you get the fucking point.
So, yeah. So, my pick is Inner Space, that classic modern short vehicle.
Yeah. That's a very good pick. Excellent pick, Mike. I think... Ghibli would be
yeah, Ghibli.
Is it Ghibli? Is that what
Ghibli? If you still listen, tweet us or something.
That would be awesome. I don't think he would do. I don't know if it's he.
I don't think he. I'm gonna call him she.
Let me see. One that we've mentioned a couple of these movies before, but not specifically. We just mentioned them about in some mountain or some
in passing conversation.
You know what? I'm going to continue. This is the year end, though. End of the year. I'm going to go with a really great movie, and it's really great by anybody's standards, and it's going to be Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
That's a great movie, but is it old school pick enough? When did it come out?
When did you see it? Wasn't the only thing... You said it wasn't about time. It was about a forgotten movie.
You know, I take it back. You're right.
I'm
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is actually really, really good.
2005.
Okay.
Okay. So can we allow that? Is that all right? 2005? Yeah. But it's just a forgotten movie, I think. I don't know. Now I feel, now you made me feel conscious.
I thought, because that's why I was like, man, that's a new, like, it's a newer movie. It's newer than In the Cut.
All right. We'll,
would you include, would In the Cut be an old?
If I saw titties, yeah. Yeah. I've actually seen it.
All right, touche.
I've never seen it.
Touche.
So, all right.
Yeah, that's a great movie, though. That should be on anybody's watch list.
Let's see what I could do. Let's see. All right. We'll put honorable mention, be Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Honorable mention. Because it's a great movie.
It's a phenomenal. It's such a great movie. I'm going to go with a drama, and I'm going to go with Murder in the First. Christian Slater.
Oh, yeah. With Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a really great movie.
Yeah, where they're in the prison.
And the Alcatraz.
Woo!
And you know where I was when I thought about that movie.
Exactly. Wow. I've forgotten about that movie. That's a good solid pick.
That movie's a great fucking movie. All right.
Yeah.
So this being...
I miss Christian Slater, man. I really think that guy should be doing
He's doing another TV show.
A TV show. But, like, I really think, man, that guy deserves a lot. Like, he's still got chops as an actor.
Yeah. You don't really... It's not a diminishing role.
Well, the more drugs you do. Diminishable. Diminishing.
It's not a diminishing... What's that word?
Talent?
I guess.
Attribute?
Jack Reacher used it yesterday, and
I'm trying to
because he said that sniper. He asked that guy Robert Duvall. He was like, "Are you?" He's like, "Can you still shoot?" And he goes, "Let me ask you a question." He goes, "Are you gonna ask me if I can still shoot?" And he goes, "Well, it is a fucking said diminishable skill. I think
I don't remember. I didn't see the movie.
I remember when he said it. I go, huh."
It's a good phrase.
Yeah, because it's something that it doesn't stick with you at all. I mean,
it's like riding a bike is the opposite of that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go, Murder in the First. I think that's a good movie. I thought it was a great movie.
So we still have Sunshine Picks? Or
I do. Yes, we do. You lucked out.
She's got great picks, bro.
Actually, I don't know if we've made this pick before, but somebody in one of the email threads, my friend, made a pick. I actually brought it up as a joke, and then somebody goes, "That's a great old school pick." And I go, "I don't know if we've done it before, and maybe you'll remember Angels in the Outfield."
I think it was in the Sports Movie Mountain, but not an old school pick.
It was not.
We talked about
who the fuck would pick that in the old in their
mountain one of my for friends. Sports. One of my friends did it. He's like, "I love that movie, Tony Danza." I just laughed.
Go back to Cincinnati.
Because we were talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No way. We brought up.
No, my friend and I.
Okay, I don't remember.
We were talking about Angels in the Outfield.
I don't remember bringing up Angels in the Outfield.
With the most obvious sign ever where all of a sudden this kid's
like, starts flapping your hands.
If you see an angel, it's like, just give me a sign. And he's like, "Oh, just go like this." Oh, you mean the most obvious thing in the world? You know the thing that people do when they're drowning and they just wave at you to try and get the most attention that they can?
As humanly possible, yeah.
You're going to do that to let me secretly know that there's angels here.
There's secret. I like the speech that the foster mother gave. The speech at the end, when there was like a whole press conference whether they should suspend the player, the coach, or whatever.
Oh, right. Because they said it was
like,
cheating or something.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Well, how is that?" She's like, "How is that any different than a player taking a knee in the end zone?" And people are like, "Oh, this wisdom of this lady who should not even be here. Why are you here?"
Okay, like, who are you?
Fuck are you?
What?
This is press only. And team officials.
Like, all of a sudden, I was like,
here?
"That's a good point." And you're under arrest, security. They just like, and she's like,
"Passing."
She's clearly. Like, "A knee in the end zone. Knee in the end zone." Like, dig a knee into her back. She's like, "Ah!"
Oh, that's right. That reminds me. Knee. Put the knee as I can fucking put the cuffs on you. Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, that's right. A knee. Bam.
All right, so I think we're going to go with Angels in the Outfield. If we've chosen it before, pardon us.
We're
currently going through the process of like writing down every old school pick. And we did that for a lot of it. We got a bunch here.
Once I started keeping tabs.
Those are all the ones I put down in the list, and I separated them by category, by genre.
Yeah, this is good.
And we're going to do, because it's the last podcast of the year, we're going to do the old school pick of the year.
Of the year.
So
for each category?
For each category.
Okay, some of these categories are going to be easier than others. Let's just say right off the bat.
I wanted to do the best worst. So I think we should save that.
The best worst would be the last one.
The best worst would be the last one.
So let's start with the easy ones.
Like the best picture.
yeah,
category
yeah,
yeah. in the Oscars. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. The best worst.
So all right, so let's start with the one we'll go from we'll end with okay, we'll start with rom-com.
Because
we didn't have that many.
We didn't have that many. And
surprise, surprise, Sunshine picked. Actually, there's a couple of these other ones that.
There's a couple that I picked. Where did I pick?
No, that's it.
Rom-com.
There's a couple.
Oh,
of,
that's right.
There's a couple of the in the comedies.
No, you picked. Oh, no. Didn't you pick one of these? No.
No.
I'm sorry.
There's a couple in the comedies section, in the comedies category that I think could be on there, but the only. These are the ones. Okay. These are the ones that are really. You put Feds under comedy?
I thought about that too. I was like, so, what should we put this on there?
Under rom-com, we have two picks. We have The Cutting Edge and While You Were Sleeping.
Right. You've never seen While You Were Sleeping.
Yeah, I have.
You said that you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I thought I was you. With
now,
now,
hold
Pullman
on.
Being...
Now, hold on. Do you remember picking any ones that you had not listed on? Because if you remember some that you have picked, that you know you've picked. Like, I have a list of my movies that I've picked. I know you don't have the list.
I don't have them that specifically written down.
But if you... Do you remember of any old school picks that you made that you were like, hey, this one...
No, I don't want to go reaching. I don't know off the top of my head. I may give away a new one.
Okay.
But, so, I mean, I think While You Were Sleeping is a better movie than The Cutting Edge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree. I would agree. So, I think I would go with...
Unless you got another one on
no,
your list.
No.
No romantic comedy.
Let me see. Oh, there's one. There's a comedy that we have to add. Hold on, to that list that I know I picked, and it's not on that list. Hold on.
Whatever. When we get to it.
All right. So.
Yeah.
All right. So we got.
So for romantic comedy, we got While You Were Sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping.
I mean, we each have our rom-com mountain, but whatever. This is from the old school picks category.
Yeah, but a lot of the rom-coms that I think the only one on my mountain that I can recall from my mountain. That would be considered an old school pick, maybe, would be Serendipity. Yeah. Oh, no, What Dreams May Come. That's a great fucking movie.
For me, mine, like...
But that's not even a rom-com. That's just a romantic movie. That's not a rom-com.
It's a drama, a I would yeah. say, yeah.
Yeah.
But for mine, one of my... You've got Mail, another Meg Ryan.
I love that, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Another reason why I have to be able to make out with her, at least, right?
Right, because you love her so much.
Yeah.
Next in the family category, this one is the only one that in this list I see like a definite winner. So I'll read them off. There's Mighty Ducks, Blank Check, Super Mario Brothers.
I was debating on where to put Super Mario Brothers. I'm like, is this shit or is this a family movie?
You put it in the Feds category.
Yeah.
No, Santa Claus.
It's not Feds. Feds is comedy.
No, Feds is not. Feds is not.
All right, so Super Mario
Santa
Brothers.
Claus. The movie, The NeverEnding Story, and The Sandlot.
Okay, I know what you're going to go with.
No, I'm going with The Sandlot.
You're going with The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Over The NeverEnding Story?
Yes.
I thought you were going to go with NeverEnding Story. No,
well, here's the thing. A family picture. NeverEnding Story is too weird for like everybody to just sit down and watch. It's got like that fantasy.
Apparently we had a weird family then.
No, but like that. It's not bad by any stretch of the imagination. But for me, Sandlot is such a much better family movie.
I don't know, man. All right, let me see the list. I for family.
I'm telling you, Sandlot.
Yeah, we'll
like
go
that,
Sandlot.
Because these are the old school picks that we have.
Mighty Ducks.
I take Sandlot over Mighty Ducks.
I would too.
It's a better movie.
Mighty
Ducks is good, but it's the
Mighty
movie.
Ducks 2 is better, I think. Than
Mighty Ducks 2 is better.
Another sequel that's better than the original.
It's better than the original.
Don't get respect.
It's the Godfather 2 of Mighty Duck movies.
I agree. I think Mighty Ducks 1 is the Godfather 3. I'd rather watch him go to the Olympics, and I'd rather watch him go to a private school than in the beginning you go, that's...
Well, yeah, because that one's a little ham-fisted.
But you know why? Because it's building up to the what will be the sequels. It's like building up character, and you just...
Because that's the thing. Once the characters are established, you make them grow.
Yes, and then that's what part one
no,
was
literally,
doing.
They got older, and they had to get...
No, literally, they went through puberty. They went through puberty.
So,
okay,
all right, so now we have... you want to go action or drama?
I think drama, because action is going to be harder.
Action, okay. So drama, drama's tough, man. All right, so we'll start from the bottom up.
We should just select the finalists, because the listeners are going to go through the whole fucking list.
I'm just reading real quick.
Okay.
Nick of Time, Needful Things, The Abyss, Stand By Me, Tombstone, Legend, Batteries Not Included, Dragon, The Bruce Lee Story, Medicine Man, Bad Lieutenant, Flatliners, 12 Monkeys, Copland, Legends of the Fall, Platoon, Scent of a Woman, Radio Flyer, American History X, damn, School Ties, shit, Butterfly Effect, Primal Fear, fuck, Outbreak. Those are all very good.
Let me see that list, bro. Let me see that list.
There's a couple.
Okay, let's see which ones are not gonna make the cut. We could just eliminate those.
Let's grab some finalists. Like, which one do you think is like, oh?
I would go finalist Primal Fear.
Primal Fear. I would
Legends of the Fall.
I would put Outbreak under Action though.
Okay.
Legends of the Fall.
Anything with Morgan Freeman in it.
Why wasn't he in Django?
The first thing you think of when he's not for nothing, but wouldn't he have made a better? I mean, they should have had him in there, man.
As something.
I mean, I don't know if you would have wanted to do that movie.
No, probably not. I mean, it's a tough. It really is a tough movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a tough to watch. All right,
so, anyways, yeah. Going back to the list. Outbreak. If you want to put that in action, that's fine. It's just gonna lose quicker in action.
I know.
Primal Fear. You haven't seen Butterfly Effect, so I'm not going to put that as a finalist because I want you to agree.
Yeah.
A finalist. But if you saw Butterfly Effect, I believe that you would.
It would be a finalist.
I believe it would.
From what I've heard. I have it sitting there. I just have to watch it.
American History X, Platoon, Legends of the Fall, and I just put Dragon the Bruce Lee Story as fucking. That's action too, right?
Yeah.
Tombstone. Stand By Me,
The Abyss.
Jesus Christ.
The Abyss. Right, so
Needful Things in Nick of Time is off. I was about to make a horror section.
We have a couple that are like horror-ish.
Because you did the Halloween.
Yeah.
And then, all right. So,
First of all, my favorite movie on that list is 12 Monkeys, but it's not the best one.
No.
If you're talking about in terms of quality of movie,
the best movie
is Brad Pitt Legends of the Fall.
I think Legends of the Fall is because of these movies, Legends of the Fall and Platoon, but Platoon is such a heavy movie. There you go.
Well, that's the thing. This is the drama category. Right. So Legends of the Fall, I think, has the most drama in it because it's like this big epic movie.
Yeah, it's the only epic movie in this. Well, Medicine Man is pretty big too, man.
But it's not doesn't have all the drama. Oh, fuck Tombstone. But Tombstone, I put under action too. It's action-y with the
guns. All these movies have action in it.
But they're, I would say...
In Copland.
Yeah.
After you get through the first hour and 45 minutes.
There's a lot going on. Action. There's some action. That's a drama all the way.
Yeah.
Bad Lieutenant? Fuck. Yeah. But I think Legends of the Fall is...
I'm good with Legends of the Fall. I'm good with picking Legends of the Fall. I don't know. It'd be nice to hear from the listeners to hear what they think.
I know.
But Legends of the Fall, I would go with the number one drama old school pick of the year.
Yeah.
Legends of the Fall. All right. So then.
So the we'll do action. We'll save comedy for last.
Well, no, not last. Second to last. Because the last has to be bad, good.
We got the bad, good character. Action, man, you made this hard. Like, we've totally. Because these are movies that we already love.
Yeah.
So.
It sounds like a Spike TV commercial.
Yeah.
Movies that we love. Yeah. Movies that guys love.
The Last Dragon. Get the Glow.
Fucking War. That movie right there is so great.
I know. War Games is good. Time Cop. Little Shop of Horrors.
I put Little Shop of Horrors in action?
Yeah. Why is that?
That should go in comedy. I'm sorry. Change that. That should go in comedy. I just wasn't paying attention.
That's fine. Let's cross that out.
I texted Oni. I was like, Little Shop of Horrors, because he doesn't like any musicals, and he goes, oh, I've never really liked it. I'm like, well, then your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you don't like Little Shop of Horrors,
you're
fucking wrong.
There's something wrong with you. Yeah. Steve Martin is dead. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Legend is here. North Shore, The Professional. That's
never seen that one.
You got to see that one, man. Tango and Cash.
Something about watching Natalie Portman now, after I've seen her in Black Swan getting eaten out by herself.
Yeah.
It's a little weird to go see her as a little kid and like still jerk off to her, and it's going to be weird.
It's to embrace the weird, bro. Just deal with it. It's a great fucking movie.
All right.
Tango and Cash, From Dusk Till Dawn, The Golden Child.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck, that's a good one. Air America.
No.
Judgment Night. Phantasm, Stargate, The Negotiator, the Graham Elwood pick.
Stargate Thief. Is not going to be in it. Tell you that right now. You're looking at it through kid eyes.
I saw it just recently. I enjoyed it because I already enjoy it.
Exactly. You enjoy it because you already enjoy it, and you enjoy it for it, right. what it is. But when you compare it to... Even when you compare it to Tango and Cash, I go, no, I'm more with Tango and
Cash. Desperado, Assassins, Toy Soldiers, Only the Strong, Mobsters.
You know what we should do? We should do a quick bracket of these and just... Of like the first two, second two, next two,
you
next
do a
two.
Bracket? All right, yeah. We'll do a bracket.
So just do the bracket.
So between Red Heat and Mobsters, obviously it's Red Heat. Between Only the Strong and Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers. I haven't
really I know. Strong, yeah. I'll give you that one. It is a better movie. Assassins and Desperado.
Oh.
The Battle of Antonio Banderas.
Only one could be number one.
Number one.
Well, you said, and not to go with my pick, but you said, you go of the two. You liked Desperado better, but Assassins is a probably
right.
A better
movie. Okay, we're not picking our favorites; we're picking the better one.
Right,
right. So Assassins is better. Rising Sun and Thief.
I think Thief.
I never saw. I have it there, but Rising Sun, I really do enjoy. Right. It should be a drama, but.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It would have lost.
So Negotiator and Stargate.
Negotiator, man.
Really?
You want to go with Stargate? Which is a better movie? Better movie.
Fuck, you're right. that's the worst argument to give somebody who loves a movie. It's like, I'm not asking what's your favorite. I'm asking which one's better, and it's like, fuck you for making sense. Phantasm and Judgment Night. Judgment Night.
Phantasm. Oh, Frank. That's who picked it, right?
Frank.
Of course. I remember that. This guy's not getting the hand of this fucking... He's not getting the hand of this shit.
Judgment Night. Oh, no. Air America and The Golden Child. Air America. Sorry, listener. From Dusk Till Dawn and Tango and Cash.
I gotta go From Dusk Till Dawn.
It's a better movie, yeah. The Professional versus North Shore. The Professionals are way better.
Yeah.
Legend and Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, Legend's gonna win, but that's wow.
Yeah, Legend is a better movie. Yeah. Big Trouble. Yeah, that's we're not picking favorites.
Big Trouble should be a good, bad, good. Is that bad, good?
That's bad,
that...
good. Big Trouble. Mm-hmm. That's getting in there.
All right.
And then at Time Cop.
Time Cop.
Whatever. And War Games and Last
Time
Dragon.
Time Cop.
No, which one's War Games? War Games or The Last Dragon?
War Games.
It's a better movie.
Than The Last Dragon?
Yeah.
Have you seen so?
Not the Bruce Lee one. The show with the show Nuff.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
Only reason I'm not arguing that at all whatsoever is because I know none of those two will win anyways.
Yeah, I
so
know.
It's going to be a matter of who wins and
Red
who
Heat, Toy Soldiers?
Red Heat.
Red Heat. Assassins, The Negotiator?
Assassins.
Assassins. Judgment Night, Golden Child? Golden Child. I'd say, sure. I mean,
I haven't seen Judgment Night in such a long time that I'll give it.
Dusk Till Dawn, Professional?
Just hold on.
You haven't seen The Professional.
I haven't seen The Professional.
So
this is up to you.
Right. Because remember, we both have to agree. So I'm going to take out The Professional.
I'll leave that one up to you. You can take out whichever one you
Legend want. Or War Games?
Legend.
Yeah, that's better.
Where's Time Cop?
Time Cop's on its own. We'll get to Time Cop eventually.
What?
Because I know you want it. It's just going to.
I want to have be Legend, but it probably would have beat the other one. But go ahead, continue.
Red Heat, Assassins?
Ooh. Okay, forget about favoritism, which is a better movie. You saw Red Heat recently.
Yeah.
And you've seen Assassins recently.
They're both good. Red Heat suffers from the 80s cliches, yes. But Assassins is a much better movie.
Okay.
Like, it's just more put together. It's like a better experience.
It's a better script.
Yeah.
Or has a script.
It has a script. Where are we? Golden Child or Dusk Till Dawn?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
I'm sure there's probably people yelling right now going, no!
Hopefully. That's the whole point, yeah.
The whole point. Legend versus Time Cop.
Legend's going to be a better movie, man. I haven't seen Legend. in 20 years. So it's, I don't know
it's
that.
A, it's a. I just saw it like last year when we picked it. I saw it. It has. It's a great fantasy movie. If you're not a fan of fantasy, you won't like it. But it's
if
really
you're a,
good.
If you're a fan, if you're not a fan of fantasy, there's no reason you should be watching a movie with the fucking devil and a unicorn in the cover.
Yeah, unicorn and wizards and fairies and shit. You like there's you know there's no reason you should be watching this. But it is a good. It's great. But Time Cop is Time Cop.
I'll be honest with you. I've never seen Legend in its entirety.
Okay.
And when I saw the pieces, I saw them 20 years ago. So it's up to you.
Legend. I'll take Legend off because it is so specific a movie. Okay. It's like if someone who doesn't like kung fu movies and you make them watch Crouching Tiger.
But which is a better movie? Is the point?
It's because it even Time Cop is good. Like I'm not saying it's a bad movie. Time Cop's a great movie. But
so which one did you pick?
I'm gonna let Time Cop go. I'm gonna let Legend. It'll gracefully bow out. It forfeits.
All right, Jibby, we get your point.
So now
you fucking hate fuck Jibby. Off. You fucking hate.
No, I hate you for bringing it up. That wasn't being indecisive. I'm trying to help you out.
That was being not helping me out. I don't give a shit. You tell me whatever. I gave you the option. I said, hey, I haven't seen one of these two movies.
I'm trying to stick to the rules that we've established. Yes. You haven't. It's not on. You know.
Go ahead.
So Assassins. Oh, so I think it's a 3-way tie now. Assassins, Dusk Till Dawn. Time Cop.
I would say probably the best of the others would be From Dusk Till Dawn.
I'm with you on that. So, that's it.
That's the best action movie.
The best action movie is From Dusk Till Dawn.
Best, and that's a listener pick.
Totally. Yeah, we're not just picking our own. These are from our own.
Most of the finalists were two of mine. And one of your, and one of the listener. Way to go, Mike.
Hey, I dropped Interspace today. I think I've earned. I ended the year off right.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm gonna win that good bad category, man. I'm gonna.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers, come on.
Super Mario Brothers.
Like it's a fucking horse in a race.
Go ahead.
All right, so drama we picked already. Yeah, right.
Drama, comedy. We gotta go to comedy next.
Comedy. Okay.
Holy fuck! Do we have comedies?
Man, we got a bunch. We're not page? Doing is a bracket
second page,
huh?
The second page.
No.
Okay.
This is one full page.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I may edit this part where I'm listing everything off. All right.
Let's just from here on out. We're gonna. This is my verbal edit point.
Okay.
And then we could say, all right. So we've decided that the finalists will be.
All right. So we narrowed it down.
We narrowed down the list, and here's what we got.
We got Beetlejuice, A League of Their Own, Blaze of Glory, Night at the Roxbury, My Cousin Vinny, Life, High Fidelity, The Great Outdoors, Short Circuit 2, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, 3 o'clock High, Swingers, Oscar, and Who's Harry Crumb? So, are we bracketing?
Just do the bracket. It's just easier that way.
So, Beetlejuice versus The League of Their Own.
Beetlejuice,
yeah.
We don't want to do it on this side, just so it's easier.
Well, I'm just going to cross that. Blades of Glory versus
Blades of Glory. I don't even know what it is. Oh, I'm kidding.
Versus My Cousin Vinny.
Blades of Glory.
Life.
Somebody's yelling at the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking
are you
kidding? That piece out of all the wolf.
This one's gonna be tough.
Blades of Glory though.
It's so funny. I mean, it really is just balls out funny. Life balls. Versus High.
It's fucking balls. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Life versus High Fidelity.
I go with Life.
I go with High Fidelity.
All right. You go.
I saw High Fidelity. I'll throw myself.
You want to do odds and even?
We'll do rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors. Right? All
right. Wait, what do we do?
One, two, three.
Shoot. One, two, three. No, one, two, three, shoot.
Okay.
One, two, three, shoot.
All
right.
Well,
I win. Paper beats, scissors beat paper.
All right.
And okay, so Life is out, Five Fidelity. Great Outdoors versus Short Circuit 2. Damn, that's wow. That's
Short Circuit 2.
Really?
There's an argument to be made for both.
I know.
I think the biggest laughs come in Great Outdoors.
Yes.
But more laughs come in Short Circuit 2.
Which one's the better movie?
It's so tough. That's so tough even. One. Because I think they came out around the same time.
Yeah, frame. They're like they're neck and neck. This is maybe the tightest one.
That's what she said. I don't know, man. It's up to you. Shit. Fuck.
They're both your picks.
Yeah, I know.
Great Outdoors. I would say in the category of comedy, Great Outdoors is better because Short Circuit 2 has other things going on, like there's a heist and other stuff.
That's fine. I'll go. That's fine. It's either,
I mean, neither one is wrong.
Neither one is going to win anyways.
Yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus 3 O'Clock High?
Who Framed Roger
Rabbit?
Yeah,
for sure. Swingers versus Oscar.
Oscar. I just saw Oscar this
couple. Yeah, it's so good. Ago. It really is so good. And then who's Harry Crumb? Okay.
Luigi, not yours. Luigi the Milkman.
Yeah.
I was like, this was
it. Luigi, not the yours. Luigi the Milkman.
Yeah.
He's a joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be done soon. We got another guy doing 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's like, you do more than one a day? Oh, yeah. Sometimes we do. 6-7 a day. Yeah.
You treat it just like a regular business.
God, that movie is great. I have to watch
that. It's so great. I saw it a couple of days ago. I'm telling you, remember I texted you and I was like, this shit is awesome. Yeah.
So, Beetlejuice versus Blazing Glory.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Going down the list and I don't see High Fidelity versus The Great Outdoors. That one to me is Great Outdoors.
Yeah. Sure.
Because it's just like the
Great Outdoors is more of a comedy than
High Fidelity. It's a comedy. It's like comedy. Balls out comedy. Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus
Oscar.
Wait, I have an odd number.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus what?
Versus Oscar or Who's Harry Crumb?
Well, let's go versus Who's Harry Crumb, and I think it's gonna be Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Over Who's Harry
It's Crumb. A better movie. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice versus The Great Outdoors.
Beetlejuice.
Really? In the comedy section?
Then Beetlejuice? What would you put Beetlejuice on there if it's not comedy? No, it's just straight comedy.
It is. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It was all.
Why are you Michael erasing Beetlejuice?
Oh, shit.
You just erased. Right. Scratch out Beetlejuice.
Sorry. I messed up.
Okay.
Where was I? Okay. Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus Oscar?
I just saw Oscar recently, and I saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit maybe a year ago. So I'm kind of going biased, but I think Oscar was such a great fucking movie, man.
In the comedy section,
it's nonstop comedy, and I think I think a better movie would be, a better movie is not necessarily a better comedy.
That's what I'm saying. Like the better, which one's the better comedy? One's the better?
I think the better comedy is Oscar.
Right.
The better movie, I think, is Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But the better comedy, I think it's all right. So what is it?
Beetlejuice versus Oscar.
Mm.
This is a tough one because Michael Keaton's hilarious as the. It's like such a amazing role for that he played, and it's funny, and there's tons of goofy shit going on. There's all sight gags, and when they go to the waiting room, and there's all kinds of cool shit going on. Oscar is just nonstop. Like
I go with Oscar, bro.
I really do too. I do too, man.
Yay, we go with Oscar.
There's people
yelling at their fucking radio right now. These guys don't know shit.
Fuckers.
These motherfuckers chose Oscar over High Fidelity. Like, we just bracketed the shit. They just went down.
I mean,
line.
A luck of the draw because, like, Beetlejuice, all right, would have won out against a bunch of things. But, like, if The Great Outdoors would have been against somewhere else or like, High Fidelity would not have been up against Life.
Yeah.
It would have, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the way the brackets worked out. Yeah.
That's the bracket, man. You live in that.
So that's
bracket.
It. So our
good and bad.
Oh, that's right.
Good or bad. So the old school pick of the year for comedy is Oscar. Old school pick of the year for action is From Dusk Till Dawn. And old school pick of the year for drama is
Legends of the Fall.
All right. And now those movies we love to watch, the guilty pleasure,
the ones that we know are terrible.
We know are bad movies.
But we love them.
But we love them regardless. They're like the little girl that wears a helmet in class, and you love her because she blows you, and you say, hey, thank you, but you're not going to take her out in public.
That's terrible. That is indeed terrible. That's indeed awful.
I was trying to go.
Way to end the year,
Harry. I was trying to go the darkest possible. Yeah. Mind you, I just had a helmet. It could be because she has overprotective parents.
Maybe. Maybe she just rides a bike a lot.
Yeah, maybe she just rides a bike and she feels comfortable. Maybe she's like roller girl, but she just likes to have a helmet.
Instead of roller skates, she has a helmet.
Exactly. So that's, and you don't want to take her out in public because with of the fact that you're embarrassed that she's always wearing a helmet even though she's in class. You're like, what the fuck? Let it go. You're safe right now. You're safe.
You don't have to justify wanting to get head from a retarded girl. I never said that.
I mean, that's what you imply. I mean, they would drool more, so it would be a lot better.
This is going to get edited out.
You're the one that brought it up. I was talking about a regular girl who has overprotective parents and who doesn't like to take off her helmet. You said retarded. I never said that word. I would never even use that word. I would use Down syndrome is what I would use.
But it's not always Down syndrome.
Exactly. My point. I would never say the word retarded. I think that's fucked up. Go ahead. Continue.
I like to point out, I always say I'm going to edit shit out and I never do.
Go ahead. Continue.
So we have on the list for these are the good bad movies, the bad goods. They Live, Ninja 3 The Domination.
Winner.
No Retreat, No Surrender.
Oh, never mind. Hold on.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Ah, great movie.
Super Mario Brothers, Garbage Pail Kids.
Well, Super Mario Brothers and Garbage Pail Kids are going to be thrown out.
Why?
Okay, let me rephrase that. Super Mario Brothers is going to be thrown out.
You son of a bitch.
Movie's garbage in every aspect.
Look, you haven't seen it recently.
No.
There's so much to make fun of.
When a 10-year-old didn't like it. When 14-year-old Neri didn't like it, when 14-year-old Neri didn't like it, that's a sign.
Probably, but
that's a sign.
Look, I'm just saying.
All right.
So we got They Live versus Ninja 3.
Ninja 3 is going to win. Ninja 3 is going to win this category. Can I just skip to the end?
Okay, so let's do it. Ninja 3 versus No Retreat, No Surrender.
Ninja 3.
In terms of good, bad.
Good, bad. Ninja 3.
Yeah, you're right.
You fucking hated No Retreat, No Surrender. You thought it was bad.
It was bad, bad.
Okay.
Ninja 3.
Okay, and then what else? Let's go through the list.
Of what?
Let's go through what else? Garbage Pail Kids.
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, Ninja 3 beats them.
Oh.
Fuck.
I love that fucking movie.
I'm trying to think if there's one that we missed that's on here.
Oh, there's another one that we didn't put on there. I Was a Teenage Zombie.
Yeah.
And because you hadn't seen it, so we didn't put it on the list, but no. I know that's a pick that I made early on.
I'm trying to see.
I Was a Teenage Zombie.
Because, yeah, those are the ones that are good, bad.
Yeah?
Bad, good. And I'm sure there
were. Oh, you know which one was it in the comedy section? Hold up. Harlem Nights. You haven't seen that movie, have you?
Yeah, remember we talked about it with the guy shooting the gun?
Harlem Nights. We didn't put that in comedy. Fuck that. What's the winner right now?
Oscar.
I think Harlem Nights is a better movie.
Really? I don't.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready? Wait.
You suck.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three, shoot. One, two, three, shoot.
One, two, three, go.
Yeah.
Michael.
That was a stretch of.
That was like four or five.
Four in a row of matching.
All right.
Holy shit.
So Oscar wins Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
God damn. Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights is fucking great. Stop your shooting. You shoot that gun one more time. You kill my brother quick.
That shit.
Look, the movie is great. I'm not saying it's not great.
Better, more like.
I'm not saying it's not great.
All right, people, you heard it. I lost fair and square. Yeah. I'm not saying I lost fair and square.
Is Oscar bad?
No.
It's amazing.
I just saw it 2 days ago.
It's like a competition. It's literally flip a coin. Look at the draw. Yeah. That's all it was.
I'm not saying that. Oscar's the winner. We get that.
Yeah.
Send your complaints over to Mike at MikeMurgadal.com.
On the Woobro page.
Oh yeah, you go to the Woobro page on Facebook.
I'm gonna put up a post where it's one of those question things, but then you can add your choice.
Yes.
So we're gonna put Harlem Nights versus Oscar, and we'll submit it to the Woobro page.
You know what? We should do that with all the movies, and then be like, "The winner's the winner, anyways."
Yeah. We pick them, and then we just to see which ones people like more.
All right. So, with that said, take a shot.
Yeah.
We want to thank you guys for checking out. What's up, bro? Throughout the entire year.
Thanks, I know,
for those
awesome.
Who have listened to every episode. I know I've ran into a couple of people who said they went back and listened to all the episodes. And we've got a lot of new listeners on the way. And I want to say thank you guys for that. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter and at Nary Signs, at WooBroPod, at Mike Mercadon. And thank you for that. Subscribe, retweet, and all that jazz. And hope you have a great new year. Hope the year's been great for you guys. What do you want to say? Anything? Signing off?
See you all in 2013.
See you all in 2013, man. Make sure you have a safe and great new year's. That's how winning is done.